show right here on Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. Hey, welcome to the Boomerang Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, William A. Brown, and I see my panelists here, Ann Wooten Tiller. Hey, Ann.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Oh, doing very well, very well. Dr. Reverend Rudolph Demery.
Hello, I got to trim my mustache. My mom says when it gets this long, I look like a bear's mom.
All right. And the infamous Mad Mike, Mike Ward. Hey, brother.
Hi, everyone. Glad you're here. Glad you're here with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Dr. Sim says she was taking care of some business, and she may join us sometime during the broadcast. But anyway, we've got a very interesting topic I want to discuss today, and that is sex trafficking along with mental health and mental health awareness. And speaking of which, Ann, I want you to take a little bit of time to tell the panel and also the audience about the two guests that you had yesterday. You had on Teens Talk Truth and also the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you miss those two programs, you missed a treat. And I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about that, because I thoroughly enjoyed both.
Oh, well, that's a blessing. I hope and pray that our audience enjoyed it just as much as you did. As you guys may know, it is June, and June is Men's Health Month. So in honor of Men's Health Month, we had a couple of guests on the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show, as well as the Teens Talk Truth radio show, to talk about issues regarding health. And so we've had Dwight Moore, who's been on the show before, come back and talk to us again about prostate cancer awareness. And he gave us some not just awesome information about that, but I don't know if you guys heard about it when this happened. I believe it was last year, but a group of a team of all black mountain climbers reached Mount Everest's summit, and his daughter was in that group. So it was an awesome, awesome interview. We talked about, of course, her and me trying to get her to be on the show, but we talked about prostate cancer and why it's so important for men to get tested. So if you haven't, please do, sir, go get tested. If you have a hard-headed man in your life, please do, ma'am, make sure he goes to get tested. What we learned is that they have now created for you babies a blood test, which William can attest to because he's had it. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about just the digital rectal exam, which is what most men hate. But it's really, really important for you to get that screening, especially if you're an African American male, because the prevalence of prostate cancer has increased way too much in the African American community, and we definitely want to get ahead of that and start kicking prostate cancer's butt in the black community. AJ and Alex had another guest on that has been on the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries show in the past. His name is Dr. Koye Oyerende, and he is a pediatrician as well as an epidemiologist, pediatric epidemiologist. But he's awesome. He's written a book called Who Should We Let Die, which is a scathing rebuke of America's healthcare system. But they were talking about the epidemic of teen mental health crisis in America. And of course, since we're talking about AJ and Alex, we had to focus a little bit on males, because of course girls get all the attention when it comes to that, but boys of course suffer, and they suffer in silence a lot, and then they take very drastic measures. So it was an awesome discussion. They asked really good questions. As a matter of fact, William and I enjoyed the guests so much we but it ended to the point where AJ was mad at us. He was like, he didn't get to ask all of his questions because we kind of took over a little bit. He's like, I know you're asking from a parent's perspective, but you know, it's the Teens Talk Truth radio show. So I got in the way a bit much, and William was typing in questions for them to ask, plus asking questions verbally. He was just a great guest, full of information, and he gave very clear examples that were easy for teens and lay people in general to understand. So if you missed it, please do go to studiowbuzz.com and listen to the archive shows of Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries and Teens Talk Truth from yesterday.
Yes. I was just blown away by both. You know, I was hanging on every word. These gentlemen, it was really amazing, really amazing. And Mr. Moore, and like Ann said, his daughter climbed Mount Everest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She's the second black woman to do it.
Yes, absolutely. And I told him, that's one thing I'm not going to do. Don't plan on doing it.
Right,
another thing,
right,
Mr. Moore, right. He was in the military and he used to, jump out of airplanes. And I said, that's the second thing I'm not going to do. Doing it. I could see Mike doing both of them. Mike, have you jumped out of an airplane before?
I have not jumped out of an airplane. I have jumped out of a helicopter.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I've repelled out of helicopters to all the mountains around here in California, in Southern California. Baldy, Big Bear, San Gregorio, San Antonio Falls. So, yeah, I've repelled down or jumped out one way or the other.
That's right.
What they call a one skid jump off, where they just kind of hover around over the ground. They don't set the helicopter down because it's not safe. So you just have to get on one of the skids and jump.
Okay. Wow.
That's dangerous too. Oh yes, absolutely. Well, I won't be jumping out of helicopters either. That won't happen. No, not at all. But you know, that's right. But Mike, you were, as an investigator, you were part of the search and rescue mission, I believe.
Well, I was actually, that's what got me involved in the Sheriff's Department. I started, doing, reserve work way back in 82, assigned to mounted search and rescue. And from there, that flourished. And then I got hired on and eventually became an investigator. But, Sheriff Penrod, who was the sheriff here for, gosh, probably more than a decade, he appointed me director over all of search and rescue, in San Bernardino County, which put me in charge of, 550 personnel and at the time 22 search and rescue teams strewn throughout the largest county in the continental United States, over 20,000 square miles. You can put four small states into just our county.
Absolutely. No question about it. No question about it. Oh my God. And hats off to you, my friend, for the brilliant work that you've done throughout the years and serving the public. Thank you for your service, sir. I really appreciate that.
It truly was my pleasure.
Oh man. Oh man. And today, I think it's a very important subject. You know, and you don't hear about this as much as we should. Every now and then, there's a story that pops up and things like that. And I would venture to guess, I don't have any stats in front of me, that the majority of people that's being trafficked are our children and women, young women, and our children, so to speak. And they don't talk. I would think that that's an important subject, since everybody's talking about, yeah, we're about protecting our children. Well, yeah, okay. But you don't talk about this, and it's a very real thing. Now, I reside now in Richmond, Virginia, and I recall being, and I'm sure that it happens. I know it happens all over the United States. It's no question about it. No question about it. I was alarmed to find that, I wouldn't say more heavily done here on the East Coast, but right around Virginia and Washington, D.C. area, I was reading stories when I was living in California about this happening. And it is a real problem. You don't hear about it in Congress. You don't hear them talking about that. They're too busy talking about CRT and being woke. Well, I mean, this is so crazy. I would think that this would be on the top of their list to talk about. And I've got a clip I'm going to play a little later on. But let's start it off. What is the difference between, let's talk about sex trafficking anyway. The action or practice of illegally transferring people from one country or area for the purpose of sexual exploitation. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we know that, and just recently there was a situation that I know about personally, and I was talking to my daughter, and a friend of hers lives in South Carolina, but had a cousin that lived here, okay? The cousin that lived here was on the verge of being kidnapped and trafficked. Not only her, but her baby. Mm. And the guy that was behind it was the baby's father.
Wow.
This was absolutely insane. Luckily, she was able to escape. The baby was injured. I believe there was a knife involved somewhere, and the baby ended up getting cut. And I need to check on the last time I checked, I think the baby was recuperating, you know, okay. But this is just a scary situation. Now, mm-hmm. not only that, what they found out was it was a ring. Mm-hmm. It was several different people involved in this situation. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said sex trafficking, and let's talk about mental health. You've got to be something wrong with you mentally to want to take or to be involved in something like this. As heinous as this is, being involved in something like this, can you imagine? I can't wrap my head around it, and there's no excuse for someone who wants to kidnap and take someone from their home, put them in another location. Some of these children, women and children are never found, okay? Mm-hmm. They're treated as sex slaves, raped, and even murdered to some situations. This is one of the most horrific things I can even think about. Can you imagine losing your child and you, somebody took your child and you don't know where that child is? It's got to be, I have no words for it. I have no words for it. Now, how do people, get sex trafficked? Trafficked, rather. Recruitment. Sex traffickers approach potential victims in a variety of ways, including to be a potential boyfriend or friend, contacting via social media. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason why Ann will not let her young men have a phone until they're 16. Okay? Mm-hmm. Contacting via social media such as Facebook, posting newspaper or internet ads for jobs. Mm-hmm. Say, you're a young lady and you see this ad, we're looking for models. Come to XYZ, 1234 XYZ Street, and if you are worthy, we will put you on the cover of magazines.
Need to stop it.
That's just one example, okay? They are advertised for jobs and opportunities, or even threatening or kidnapping them. What is the definition of sex trafficking? Okay, we talked about it earlier. Sex trafficking is the recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting of a person for the purpose of commercial sex, of a commercial sex act in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, coercion. Hey, if you don't do this, we're gonna kill your friend. We're gonna kill your mom. We're gonna kill your dad. Okay? Mm. Or in which the person induced to perform such an act has not attained 18 years of age. Mm. I'm gonna kick this off, and I'm gonna play a clip after we go around the round table, but I'd like to hear what the audience has to say about it. Not the audience. Well, the audience also. If you guys have a question for us, you can reach us, on Facebook. That's Studio W underscore Buzz, LinkedIn, Studio W, or Twitter, Studio W, and also Buzz Jam. So we really want to hear, more about this. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Ann?
Well, William, you may recall several years ago we had a family on the Evening as an Act of Worship Ministry show. We couldn't even – we had to give them code names because mm-hmm. all three of their daughters have been quote-unquote bought and paid for by someone presumably overseas who wanted them. They'd given a description that they wanted some young girls who were in parochial school, you know, with the had uniforms and all that. And of course they'd been shopped to this particular buyer and he agreed and wanted them. And they found out about it because the stipulation was he didn't want them to be harmed in any way. So that provision is probably God's way of saving their lives, because they couldn't be as violent as they would have normally have been in kidnapping the girls. So they were trying on multiple occasions to get them alone, but their parents were very protective parents, thank God. So they didn't walk to the bus by themselves. You know, they had people meeting them, their parents meeting them and taking them places. So the people literally tried to break into the home, and that didn't work, because in order to get the kids out, they would have had to hurt them. They tried again multiple times in multiple ways to lure the girls out, and that didn't work. Come to find out, the parents, they were taken to the police station to a secluded area that didn't have cameras. Well, their mother was like, why are we in this place where you can't even record what's going on? They're like, we're doing it for a reason. According to the investigation, they were aware that there was an officer who was engaged in the trafficking, and they knew that those girls were targets. So they were like, the only thing we can tell you to do at this particular point to protect yourselves and your family is to leave. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Leave now. Don't go back home. They literally picked the children up from school, got a police escort out of town, literally to the border, the end of their jurisdiction. And they never went back to their home. And you're right, William, it was on the East Coast. And that's, they said a lot of children had been coming up missing in their area, and they didn't know it was because of a human trafficking ring that had been going on. And that's the thing, you know, people think of trafficking as just being sex trafficking, you know, sex working. And it's so much more than that. This is, as we discussed during that particular show, this is one of those multinational organized crime situations. You know, you have, say, for instance, local petty thieves and whatnot. Then you have more organized crime syndicates that may stretch, you know, in a region or a state, sometimes across the country. This thing is interconnected across the globe. And so they don't just focus on sex. It's basically a form of humans. A form of human slavery.
Yep.
Modern day slavery. They have people working in boats offshore, basically modern day sweatshops, so that they don't get caught. People don't see land for months at a time, if ever again. They sell people as slaves. I mean, you hear stories literally about kids who were thinking that they were going to be adopted by a parent in another country. Come to find out, they're basically slaves to these people. So there's a lot going on to it. Sometimes, very often, frequently, it's about sex, but it's also about free labor that they get. There's also the drug trafficking. They do that with people too, make them human mules or whatnot. So there's a lot that goes to it, but you need to definitely be careful. That's what we learned from those guests who were on with us, because to this day, we never disclose their names, even though the young ladies are adults now, out of college and, you know, graduated from college, at least one of them. So I keep in touch with the parents, but, it's that scary of a situation to think that somebody would, without your knowledge, kind of make your kids part of a catalog, or here are possibilities. Which one do you want? We'll deliver this child to you.
Dr. Demery, what kind of sick, vile individual would do something like that? I'm sure there are stories in the Bible perhaps you've even counsel people, or and you also being a former law enforcement officer may have known or investigated something like this, and I really want to hear what you have to say.
Well, it comes down to quality.
You're breaking up real bad.
Yeah, you're breaking up really bad, Dr. Demery.
Okay, how about now? Am I a little better?
Little better. I'll let you know.
Okay. It was one of the things that me and my wife talked about just a moment ago, because she is
You're breaking up, Dr. Demery. I tell you what, once you do this, log out, log back in, if you will, sir, because we really want to hear what you have to say, okay?
All right.
Okay, very good. Mike, in your investigating investigative experience, did you ever do anything as far as tracking down or helping arrest or investigated anything regarding sex trafficking or human trafficking?
Yeah, at one point back under Sheriff Penrod, they sent me to the California Governor's Office and made me an expert in predator and child abduction. So I did work specifically in those areas along with battered women and children, as you well know. To answer your question, William, how can this ever happen? How can such a heinous thing ever occur in supposedly a benevolent world like this? All you got to do is follow the money. It is huge money. Ann really did a great job of explaining what happens, not just locally, but worldwide. So I really can't add to what she said because she's spot on. But it's all about the money. And we, as the vast majority of society, you guys have all heard me mention people being the sheeple, or that they have this ostrich mentality where they bury their heads in the sand. And if they don't see it, it's not really happening. And unfortunately, a lot of people just want to go about their lives, and I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. It's too ugly, too icky for me to deal with. So a lot of this information does not get out there. But this is huge business. Kidnapping, just kidnapping for ransom is a massive business down in Mexico. I mean, it's a it's just almost a way of life down there. So I would throw the kidnapping in with everything else, because you're taking human life and controlling it. And you're doing it for, once again, follow the money, because you're doing it for ransom, or you're doing it for the money that is made off the sex trade, or just off of the manual labor that Ann was very good at describing. So I don't know how much more I could add to that other than it happens. It's out there. It's prevalent. We have task force right here in our county that work with multiple agencies to go after those individuals doing this type of work, whether it's kidnapping or the sex trafficking, the human trafficking. So I know that my department, along with the departments that I'm aware of locally here, they all work together with the FBI and everyone else to go after this, and they actively go after it. I still get notifications from my department about any large scale arrest that has occurred. In fact, I think I forward a couple of them to you guys, or at least Ann and Dr. Sims, with regard to drug trafficking and fentanyl and the amount of weapons that are recovered and such. So I still get notifications, and the human trafficking task force is, they're doing one heck of a job, but it's so big and so prevalent, and it's, and it is a worldwide issue. It's not just right here in the United States.
Right. And it's not just one, you know, you would think of some, these sleaze bags. Yep, not holding it back. These sleaze bags that do this, you would think that, and they may not be who you think they are. You might think that, well, these are just thugs. They don't have a job or any meaningful vocations or anything like that. You would be wrong.
No, they're charming.
You'd be wrong.
Charming. These are charming individuals that do this kind of thing.
Yep, absolutely.
That's how they're able to get after these kids and stuff, because they seek out those that are vulnerable, whether it's on the web or whether they're at the bus stop because they ran away from home. They seek out people that are vulnerable.
That's right. Mike, one more thing before I go back to Dr. Demery, though. Do you find in many of these locations, it's not just one individual doing it, but it might be a group of individual, maybe a rink of sorts? A network?
You see it. Yeah, you see it be done by individual, but you also see groups of individuals doing it and all benefiting financially from it. And it's a ring, like Ann was mentioning. These are huge rings that occur, and there's you can look up a catalog of and pick one from column A and one from column B, whatever you want. It's really sick and twisted, and unfortunately, that's the world we live in these days.
You know, I tell you, there's I want to thank Elder Mark Danzy. He's joined us. He says, blessings, it's been a while. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in, Elder. Dr. Demery, before you had to log off and log back in, I was talking about these sick sick, vile individuals. I just want your take. I don't have a particular question, but you know the conversation. And as a former police officer, did you ever investigate or run across anything like this?
Mm-hmm. Okay now?
Much better.
Okay, listen, I would say, first of all, we have to look at statistics. California, Texas, and Florida are the number one sex trafficking states in the United States, California being number one.
Wow.
And the thing that goes back to what Mike was saying about the money, a sex trafficking $50,000 per person.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Back up one second. How much?
$150,000 to $200,000 per person.
Wow.
You follow the money trail. But here's the bottom line from a moral, ethical issue. Me and my wife were talking about this a little bit earlier. Health is part of it.
Are you still breaking up, sir? You still breaking up? Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know why I'm breaking up. How about now?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm breaking up. I usually get a good signal.
No, normally you do.
The other issue that we have to look at, it comes down to perversion. That is one of the seven deadly sins and greed. Because what it comes down to is this. When I was in law enforcement, I had a drug dog. And if there's no demand for the drugs, there's not going to be any drug trade. Mm-hmm. If there's no demand for this type of trafficking where people try to get an individual, then there's not going to be any sex trafficking.
Right.
But part of the problem is there are really sick individuals, like you were saying, William, that will pay for this type of, satisfaction. And the point being is, I knew people that would fly, like, for example, to the Philippines or fly to certain places around the world to receive some of the sex traps. So we have to look at the fact that part of the problem is supply and demand. But unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. It was talked about today, my sermon, in chapter 28.
You're still breaking up, Reverend Demery. You're breaking up again. Okay.
Well, I don't know what the problem is. I usually always get a good.
Yeah, you normally do. Okay, so I don't know. Just hang in there. Hang in there. We'll work this thing out, okay? Because we need you here. But you're right. I do recall there was some. It's kind of foggy to me now, but there was some prominent individual that went over from the United States that used to go to the Philippines just for that reason. And that reason alone, it is absolutely sickening. What I'm going to do, I have a clip here I want to play. And I don't know whether we would define this as, sex trafficking or not, but I'm just going to play this and then I want your take on this on the way back, the panel's take on this. Okay, let's see. Hold on one second. Let me work on this. Okay. I don't have the, okay, let's see what we got here.